Speaking with reporters this morning, Walker said if the legal challenges against voter ID pending in state and federal court are successful, he'll ask the legislature to come back to Madison to tweak the law to comply with those rulings so it can be enforced for the November elections.
People overwhelmingly told us in the state they want to have voter ID. If the courts, regardless of which court it would be, were to say, we think this, you could have it if not for this provision or that provision, we want to modify that so that a law like that were in effect before the next election.
One modification of the current law has already passed the state assembly, but not the state senate. It would allow people to sign an affidavit at the polls stating they are too poor to acquire a voter ID. But the director of the State League of Women Voters, Andrea Kaminsky, says that wouldn't address the concerns her group has raised in its challenge of the law now pending before the state Supreme Court.
It requires that every time you go to vote, you've got to request in front of your neighbors an affidavit, and then you have to sign it. This is not the kind of welcoming attitude that the state of Wisconsin has always taken when it comes to voting.
Kaminsky says the only way to fix the law would be to expand the number and type of photo IDs that would be acceptable at the polls. Rulings in two of the cases challenging the law in federal court could come down at any time. The two before the state Supreme Court aren't likely to be decided until sometime this summer. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.